She is sleeping so peacefully. I can see the slow rise and fall of her chest in the twilight. I can hear her breathing, deep, long breaths. I've been watching her for a while now. She doesn't know I'm here, and she doesn't know what's about to come. I'm sitting in the armchair she uses to lay down her clothes before she goes to bed. I can smell her perfume on the carelessly dropped pieces. And I can smell her sweat, her pussy, mingling with her perfume. The scent is intoxicating. I keep watching her while my hand slowly moves up and down the strap-on dildo I'm wearing, coating it with my spit. I've already slipped out of my clothes and put on the harness before I sat down. The feeling of the dildo in my hands and its pressure against my pussy lips and clit every time I stroke down has already made me incredibly wet. She turns around in her sleep, softly moaning, and I can see her ass now, barely covered by her panties. I don't know what color they are. The twilight paints everything gray. And I don't even care. Because soon, I am going to rip them off that irresistible ass anyway. Her body keeps moving. She's grinding against the mattress now, still moaning and whimpering in her sleep. I wonder if she's dreaming. And if she is, what she might be dreaming about. Is it me and all the things I'm going to do to her? She was so embarrassed to tell me about her naughty fantasies. But she did. And I promised myself I would make them all come true. So, now I am here with this fat strap on, and my pussy is throbbing at the thought of her warm, soft body beneath me. Of the sweet sound she's going to make for me. I get up from the armchair and slowly approach the bed. I'm ready. Ready to give her what she wants. What she needs. Ready to fuck the strap on deep into her wet cunt while she's still asleep. And when she awakes, surprised, shocked, overwhelmed, when she starts struggling to break free, I will just pin her down with the full weight of my body, one hand pressing her face into the sheets to muffle her screams. And then I'm going to fuck her even harder, using her helpless body, relentlessly pounding into her wet cunt, while her intoxicating scent fills my lungs and drives me even wilder. Relishing in the muffled whimpers and screams, forcing her to take every inch of the strap-on, again and again. I am going to use her. I'm going to claim her as mine. Because that is exactly what she wanted. And I'm going to give it to her. I love my naughty girl. My insatiable little whore. And I would do anything for her.